And we've got life going on in all the seasons. Spring, obviously. Is the reawakening. We got the spring flowers letting us know that the time of life in nature is beginning again. And we've got life going on in fall, too, and even in the winter. It doesn't look like it as much in the winter, but it's there. But the summer is just, just kind of bursting with life and the energy of living things. And I thought the butterfly and the flowers, when I glance at the picture, I'm definitely seeing life, abundant life. And thinking about that. And as I was thinking about that, I was also thinking about, I was thinking about life in general. I thought this picture, this reminds me of life in general. I was thinking about, everybody's gardens are beginning to produce now and provide us with food and fresh food and really healthy food. We've got, all kinds of stuff going on. The animals that did hibernate, they've been active for quite some time, and they're raising families, and the deer are running around everywhere, the birds, and those creatures are just flourishing. And I was thinking about the butterflies, and then I was thinking about the verse that's on the cover. God has made you alive with Christ. And that comes from a passage in Colossians that's all about Christ being our life and our life in Him. And I was thinking about the verse that says, there's even a verse that says, our life is hidden with Christ in God. And it's talking about spiritual life. And you can't see it with your physical eyes, but it's there. And it's even a greater kind of life than the one that our physical bodies experience. It's life with a capital L-I-F-E. It's big, uppercase life is there. And we can't see it with our physical eyes, but it's there. And what's going on in our spiritual life within us and within Christ is bigger than the life that we experience physically. The physical life gives us some insights into the life that is within, and when we die and the Lord comes back, that'll be opened up totally, that life which is within and which is spiritual, we'll get to see it fully. I was thinking about life that's hidden, and of course there's this butterfly on the cover, and I was thinking about how butterflies spend, they don't start out with the wings. They start out as these, really kind of gross looking worms. Some of them are pretty caterpillars. And then they go into the cocoon, and a cocoon does not look like life is happening there at all. It just looks like this wrapped up sheet or something, or just this blob, and it's usually gray or white or brown, and not a particularly exciting color. It doesn't look like anything's happening in there. It does not look like there's life going on. But there is. And after a time, we find out that there was life going on in there all that time because the butterfly or the moth emerges, and then we can see it. Then it's like, whoa, there was something going on in there all that time, and it's not just something going on. It was kind of an amazing, glorious thing going on, because when the butterfly comes out and we see, it has its wings and we see it, it's not just a living creature, but a particularly glorious one. There are many beautiful creatures, but butterflies show up a lot on stationery and stickers and stuff like that because they are kind of amazing. And there are other things like that too, birds and flowers. But what comes out of that thing that looks like nothing's happened and doesn't look like life at all comes this glorious thing. Butterflies are kind of amazing, and they are beautiful. And when they come out, you realize that there was glorious life stuff going on that was leading to this glorious manifestation when the butterfly comes out. And was thinking about, okay, our life is hid with Christ in God, and in Christ is our life. And I was thinking about how, you know, our spiritual life you can't see with physical eyes. But also, we're in that cocoon. What's going on in there is, you know, a glorious transformation. All the stages that take the thing from the worm or the caterpillar to the butterfly are all these stages that are going on inside that cocoon. And when Christ is in us and we are in Him, there are good changes taking place. And a lot of times we can't see them at first, or other people around us see them. But eventually, they do. And you know, one of the things that makes us a blessing to other people and brings about beauty in the world is, you know, being less selfish, being less all about us, and being a blessing to others. And we can't do that as well on our own. But Jesus, He's the one that knows all about giving up self and having any selfish desires be laid down and be put to death. Because He, you know, that's what He did. And we're able to do that kind of thing too because we're in Him. He's doing it with us, for us, in us. And the butterfly, when it comes outside of the cocoon, isn't just beautiful. God also gives it something really important to perform, a really important job to do. Butterflies, they carry pollen from one flower to another, and that's what makes the seeds happen, and the fruits happen, and the plants able to reproduce themselves so that we have them again next year, and also so that they bear fruit that people can eat and animals can eat and all that stuff. And the butterflies have that job of spreading things around, connecting the vital parts of all the different plants, flowers, combining so that they can create more life and create the things that God has set up as giving nourishment in the world. And there's another passage. Got some of these verses this morning are from Colossians, like the one on the cover. Some of them are from 2 Corinthians. And in 2 Corinthians, he talks about how God has given us an important job too. He has given us the job of being ambassadors in Christ. That's, I mean, whoa, you know. Being an ambassador is a pretty cool thing. You get to go represent your country to a whole additional country somewhere else. You go to France, or you go to Switzerland, or you go to Brazil, and you represent America or whatever country you were from in that other country. It's an important job, and it's usually there to maintain a good relationship with other countries. And God has given us that job, ambassadors for Christ, and given us the job of reconciliation, helping people to come together where they have been apart, either from conflict or because they just didn't know each other, and bringing people together also with God. And I know you may not feel like, hey, I can't really do that, but yeah, you can. God, he uses, He takes pleasure in using small things. And in a dark world, it doesn't take much light to stand out. Just a lighting a match can be seen a long way when it's really, really dark. And it's pretty dark. So God has given you the job of being a light. And if it seems small to you, no worries, because it's a pretty dark place. And your light is important. And it is visible. And that's the a job as ambassador that God has given to help reconcile people together and to help to reconcile them through your words and your actions to God. Now he doesn't need any reconciling. He's always ready. He's always there. He's already forgiven us. He already loves us. But it doesn't do as much good unless we realize that and accept that and receive that into ourselves. So God has given us this important job, just like that cocoon looked kind of boring and ugly and certainly didn't look alive. But there was a butterfly growing in there all that time, and when it comes out, it is used to spread things around and to make things alive. And God has, He uses His life, He uses the life that He turns on inside you to bless and bring life to to the other people that are around you, and even ones who are far off, because you've got the power of prayer to pray for those who are far off, but you've also got other people that are around you that you can minister to every day. So this is a very, very cool thing, and I'm going to just read some of the verses that I was thinking about that kind of gave me these ideas about the butterfly. And here we go. Well, almost here we go. I'll do some of them from, some are in Colossians and some are in 2 Corinthians. Okay. If you then are risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. And again, you know, not that God doesn't want you to like the beautiful and wonderful things on earth. He just wants us to see the difference between the eternal and the temporary. And he gives us little glimpses in the temporary to the eternal. But the more something is good, the more that needs to be where our attentions and our affections are drawn to appreciating that thing and reflecting that good thing. So set your affection on things above, for you are dead and your life is hidden with Christ in God. But when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then you will appear also with him in glory. You have put off all these things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Not that we never mess up, but that God gives us the power to do much better than we used to do without him. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you've put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision or uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is all and in all. And therefore is the elect of God, the chosen to do loving work. Put on mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, and forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, just as God in Christ has forgiven you. And okay. And if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature, like that butterfly. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us, to you all, the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. And now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. For he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, so that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So, pretty cool. Sometimes you may think, well, I'm not much to look at. I'm not like a butterfly. I look like the cocoon. looks are not the thing. There is something amazing going on inside the cocoon. And we may think, well, we're not much to look at, but there are amazing things that go on inside you through God. And he uses you, like that butterfly, to spread life, to be an ambassador for him. And that is a pretty cool honor to be given. And in addition to all that, it works too. He does reconcile people to himself through you all, through people. And that's a good thing also. So let's pray and be encouraged. Pretty cool to be an ambassador.